Right. So again, so Rashi wants to advise the steer. So Taisi answered that because the Tashbisu can't be in the time of Bar Yerubayim Matzri. Tashbisu takes time. How could it be in the time of Bar Yerubayim Matzri? So Taisi answered and Rashi from the Emes, from the Halacha, we know that the Halacha is after Chatzais is the time of Shreifa. And Avar El Shreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Taisi holds the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But even if it wouldn't be, but you see Al Kapanah that the time of Tashbisu is after Chatzais. And after Chatzais is this man of Issa. So you see that Tashbisu is in this man of Issa. And it doesn't seem to be a contradiction. So therefore, Taisa is Chaylik and Rashi, and he learns that Abai is not asking a contradiction. Abai is just pointing out a Yipur. Since it says Shiva's Yomim, why did it have to say Yom Rishon? It goes without saying that it's Yom Rishon. When else would it be? It's the beginning of this man of Bal Yorubai Matze. Yom Rishon is Meyutur. It must be talking about the Yom Rishon is Meyutur to tell me that you have it already from Yudal. So that's Taisa's Kasha on Rashi. Now, Taisa just is Mechiach that Tashbisu is Mizmana Isser. Taisa doesn't explain how could it be Mizmana Isser. Like, why isn't it a logical contradiction? That Taisa does not address explicitly. He just mechiach the fact that you see the Tashbisu is Bizmana Isser. Because you see it's after Chatzais, you see Tashbisu is Bizmana Isser. But how is that able to happen? Why doesn't it explode? How can you have Tashbisu in the Zman of Isser, like Rashi is? So now we have three possibilities. This is Tshuva Saran says that Bal Yerubayim Matzri itself, the etzem, the mashmois of Bal Yerubayim Matzri, is that you should not have chametz, but you don't have to think about it until Yom Tov arrives, and therefore it's built into Bal Yerubayim Matzri that you have enough time to get rid of chametz after Bal Yerubayim Matzri started. Al derech, the Rambam wants to take from that a halacha that according to Tosfos, if somebody's made a neder that he's going to be out of town on Shabbos, he doesn't have to leave town until Shabbos started. Aye, so then it's going to be a few minutes that he's in town on Shabbos. It doesn't matter. Before the neder begins, it's not your problem. So it's built in that you only have to think about it after the neder started. And Mimela, it's built in that there's an allowance that you have time to leave. So Bal Yerubayim Matzri, by the logic of Bal Yerubayim Matzri itself, you don't have to think about Bal Yerubayim Matzri until Bal Yerubayim Matzri gets there. And therefore, it's built into the logic of Bal Yerubayim Matzri itself that you have enough time to get rid of the chametz on Pesach itself. That's the Chiddush Eran. The Taisa Zeros is a different mouth. The Taisa Zeros says that Tashbisu is not an essay, then in the Chanami. Tashbisu is l'achaz mana isser. I l'achaz mana isser, you already violated the isser. Ein Chanami, you taka violated the isser. And Tashbisu is coming to be menatik the lap. Just like the Heshiv Sekzela, or just like the Seifas Neisser. So in the mitzvah, the essay of Seifas Neisser is after you violated the isser. So in the Chanami, that's what the essay is for. The essay is for people who violated the isser. That's the Taisa Rosh's answer. And Taisa Rebbeinu Peretz, is that when a parent answers that Kol Zman that you're Isaac in the beer, are Eu Kimavur. Took after a little bit what's the answer in that, but he says, Psalmuswar, Kol Zman that I'm busy being Mavar, it's Kiwu, it's Mavur, and I'm not over by your Bayu Matzi. I said yesterday, more or less, that Bayu Bayu Matzi means that you're not allowed to be Mashal Chametz in a way that you're Isaac accumulate. But if you're busy being destroying the Chametz, then that's not called that you're being Mashal Chametz. So it's Kimavur. So those are the three Mahalchim. It's all within Taisus. Taisus just proves the fact that Tashbisu could be l'achaz mana isser. But why could Tashbisu be l'achaz mana isser? The Ran says, because Bal Yerubayim Matzri has that flexibility. Taisus Ross says, because in the Chanami, you already violated the isser. Tashbisu is for people who violated the isser. And the Rebbeinu Peretz says, that Kol Zman Deyo Isik in the beer, you're not violating the isser Shia Bal Yerubayim and Bal Yerubayim Matzri. Why did the Taisa Rosh answer you already violated this? He could have said a different teretz. The Taisa Rosh himself holds in Chavtes Amid Beis, like Taisa in Chavtes Amid Beis, that a person who's Mashach Chometz on Manat Lavaroi, since it's a lav anitik lasei, and since while he's doing the lav, he's busy, since while he's doing the lav, it's on Manat to be Manatik the lav, so Taisa Rosh says you're not over the lav. It's Mutu Lechavchila. You're allowed to be Mashiach Chametz on Manat Levar. The Mechichet and more within Chavtes and Medveis. So why didn't Tashbisu say that as an answer over here? That the reason why there's no steer between Bal Yerubayim Matzri and Tashbisu is because I could do Tashbisu after Bal Yerubayim Matzri started because I'm Mashiach Chametz on Manat Levar. That's not what Tashbisu answers that it's a Lav Anitta Klasei. Every Lav Anitta Klasei, the essay is for people who already violated the law. The essay is after the law. He should have said more. He should have said, you don't violate the law at all because your mashlama, as long as you do the bir right away, so your mashlama not lavari. But I think it's not shver at all. Because that's what the Tosfos Rosh holds, that if your mashlama chametz from an aslavari, you're not over, it's because it's lav anit the class A, as Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh speak after Feirish. And that's a very big chiddush that if you that even but that by lav anit the class A, if b'shasto, if when you're doing a lav, you have in mind to be menatik to an essay, so it's, that's a very big chiddush that's not that you're not over the that you're not over the lav. And Shagas Ayes Kashas on it from the Mishnah document above. I said yesterday, Teres, I'll touch on that in a second. But Al Kabbalah, it's a very big chiddush. Teres just knows that it's a big chiddush. But he's machich, it's in the word called Testament base. But in order to explain for the problem that Teres is raising, that Rashi is raising, how could you have Tashbisu in the Zmana Isser? Teres doesn't need that big chiddush. Once you say that Tashbisu is the essay that's monastic to lav, then the kasha is kolay hoyo. The kasha automatically disappears. Every lav in itik let's say the essay is after the zman of the lav. It's in the zman of the lav. So he says the pasha the teretz. Yeah, it happens to be that in chavtes and the base there's another bombshell that he's mechir from the gemara over there that also follows that in a lav in itik let's say if you've been doing the lav on manach to do the essay you're not even over the lav. He doesn't need that chiddush. That chiddush might be true, but he doesn't need it over here. The very fact that it's lav in itik let's say makes Rashi's kasha absurd. What do you mean the essay can't be in the time of the lav? Every lav in the class say the essay is in the time of the lav. So the Tosfos Rosh doesn't have to say more than he needs. So that's all he says. Yeah, so what about Rashi? Rashi also there is a steer between the essay and the lav. You can't have Tashbisu in this manner by your mother. But what about Tosfos' kasha? Isn't Tashbisu always in this manner of the issa? So the Marsha answers. That Rashi l'shitasa Tashbisu is kaidim chatzais. That the mitzvah of Shreifa is dafka kaidim chatzais. Rashi agrees that Tashbisu continues till the end of the Moed. Rashi inside a case is kol yimei Moed. It's by Moed v'hashbis. The mitzvah of Tashbisu might be kaidim chatzais, but it's also la'acha chatzais. So that we said the mitzvah after chatzais is b'shevi al tasa. That's takanada. That's b'shevi al tasa. That's to be menatik to lav. The Tosfos is right. But to be menatik to lav is in the zman of the lav. But the mitzvah of kol latzei of kaidim chatzais, that's not just to be menatik to lav. That's a mitzvah that you're supposed to do. That's not a mitzvah you do if you were over there. That's a mitzvah you're supposed to do before the zman of Issa. And that already can't be in the zman of Issa. That's a contradiction. The mitzvah of kumbi asei, tashbisu of kumbi asei, Rashi holds that's not the zman of Issa, and it can't be the zman of Issa, because that's a contradiction. The tashbisu of kumbi asei, not to be menatik. Not for people who are over the lav. The mitzvah tashbisu b'kum v'esi is kaidim the zman issa. Get rid of the chametz before the issa comes. That can't be after the zman issa. Tashbisu kaidim chatzais is taken after the zman issa. There's a different tashbisu after chatzais. Loyal zenodon. But the tashbisu b'kum v'esi, that's the tashbisu kaidim chatzais. That tashbisu taken cannot be in this man of the issa. Tais doesn't have that. Tais only has tashbisu after chatzais. Doesn't Tais hold that it's only straight for after chatzais? Tais doesn't believe in the existence of a Tashbisu Kaidim Chatzais. So Tais says, it's Mukhuk that Tashbisu is in this Zman HaEssa. Fine. So far so good. So Rashi holds, there is a Tashbisu Kaidim Chatzais, and that's a steerer to the Baal Yorah Baal Yimotze. And therefore that's a Baal's Hechach. So Olam has a kasha, we've talked about a lot already, that a kabbalah, Rashi holds that Tashbisu has to be kled in the Zman HaEssa. But Rashi himself says that he could be served for Shoshvis. You could be Mashvis, you could wait. You don't have to do Shreif anymore, it's Tashbos Lassu B'choldova. But you could wait till Shoshvis to be Mavar the Chometz. How could you wait till Shoshvis to be Mavar the Chometz? Rashi says that we had before Rashi earlier on the Omen. So from the Chilash Shesh, Rashi says, because Olam Toya Shoshvis. But if not for Odom Tayasho, you would wait till Shoshvias. And Rashi in Bezim and Beit says, you don't need a takon, you'll wait till Chatzais, and you'll be Mevar then. So Rashi also can Mevar in this Zman HaEssa. How could he Mevar in this Zman HaEssa? Isn't that against Abai? Abai says that Tashbisu and Bayoba Masay are steer. So the conventional answer, which many, many say, Rashi said, this is the rate. The conventional answer is that the Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotzei that says the Feirish and Torah Shivas Yomim, that's inflexible. It doesn't give you space to have an hour to actually get rid of the chametz. The Torah says Shivas Yomim is no ifs, ands, and buts. Shivas Yomim, you can't have chametz. So that precludes that you can't have tashbisu in that zman. But the Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotzei we have after Chatzos doesn't say entire. So how do I even know that it exists? Rashi in Omid Aleph, Rashi in Bavakam, it says that it's Bal Yiroah Matzah, Bal Yimotzei after Chatzos. Where does it say entire? The answer is, it's derived from Tashbisu. Tashbisu implies that there's an Issa Shiyah. We had a Machaikas Tzachal and Tashbisu Yom Tzif, it's literally Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotzei, or it's just an Issa Shiyah, like Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotzei, but Al Kabbalim. Let's say like the Slach, but it translates in Tashbisu Yom Tzif words into Tashbisu Yom Tzif vocabulary just as well. The Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotzei we have after Chatzos is derived from Tashbisu. A Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotzei that's derived from Tashbisu allows you room to do the tashbisu. It's more flexible. A Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotzei that I only know from tashbisu has to leave room for tashbisu itself. So therefore, that Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotzei that you have after Chatzos leaves you an hour to actually do the tashbisu. That's the standard answer for Rashi. I didn't like that answer. I mean, I don't know. I can't say for sure. Maybe the answer is true for all I know. But I had a problem with that answer. Is because that answer presupposes that the tashbisu of after chatzos is still bekum ba'aseh. If there's some kind of we're going to allow you time to do the ma'aseh hashbasa, so you're implying that the tashbisu of after chatzos is some ma'aseh that you're supposed to do. Well, that creates a new problem. If the tashbisu of after chatzos is also a ma'aseh that you're supposed to do, just like the tashbisu of kaim chatzos. So then why isn't it b'shreifa? Well, how come it turns into b'shash b'sasi b'chaldava? Where did the b'shreifa go? And for that matter, we could also add, how come the tashbisu of kodim chatzos does not imply bal yiroah bal yimotzei, and the tashbisu of after chatzos does imply bal yiroah bal yimotzei? If they both become b'aseh, they should be the same. So that conduces to the thought that the tashbisu of kodim chatzos is become b'aseh, and that's b'shreifa. The tashbisu of after chatzos is sheyei mushbus, like the Rashmi implies is the distinction. Sheyei mushbus, that's b'shei be'al taseh. The gavra should be sheyvis from having chametz. You should not have chametz. That's the essay of after chatzos. So that doesn't have to be the sheyv. It's not a mitzvah you're supposed to do. You're just not supposed to have. The essay is b'shei be'al taseh, not to have chametz. That's the essay. The essay after chatzos, the tashbisu of after chatzos is not to have chametz. The essay of kodim chatzos, the tashbisu of kodim chatzos is to be mevar the chametz, to be serve the chametz. If that's true, then this conventional answer I said before doesn't make any sense. After Chatzos would have to leave you time to do the mitzvah tashbisu. The mitzvah tashbisu is not a time, is not a thing that you need time to do. The thing that you need, the tashbisu of kodim Chatzos is bekum ba'aseh, you need time to do it. After Chatzos, you're supposed to have already done it. The kiyum of tashbisu after Chatzos is that you don't have chametz. So that doesn't make any, it doesn't make any sense to say, well, the tashbisu of after Chatzos allows me time. So that's the problem with that conventional approach. And therefore, I wanted to say, not so conventional approach. I don't think I'm the only person to say this either, but I want to say a more complicated approach. That l'olam the tashbisu of after chatzos is b'shei v'al taseh, and you don't need time to do it. So why does Rashi say that you could wait till Shosh Shviyas, you could wait till chatzos and then you could first do the beer? Not that there's a flexibility in Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotzei. But because Rashi holds, like Tosis, like the Tosis of Rosh, that calls man that you're Isaac and the Nituk, you don't violate the law. If that's the case, then what's Abaye's Taina? So that's what I said yesterday. Because the Nituk is the Shevi Al Tassidik of the Shvisu. As long as you're Isaac and the Shevi Al Tassidik of the Shvisu, you don't violate the law. But the Kumva Esidik of the Shvisu is not a Nituk of the law. It's not even Mizman Alav, it's Kaidim Mizman Alav. It's nothing to do with the Lav. It's a din in the Chetz, not a din in the Gavr. It's B'chal not connected. I mean, obviously, it's in preparation that the Lav is coming down the pike, but it's not the flip side of the Lav. It's not the Nituk of the Lav. The essay of Shevi Al Tassa of Efter Chatzos is the flip side of the Lav. The Lav is not to have Chometz, and the essay is also not to have Chometz, but in the Lav is don't have Chometz. If you have Chometz, you're violating the Lav. And then the essay is, if you don't have chametz, you mekayim the essay. So there are two sides of the same coin. So one is menatik the other. So if you're oistik and the nituk, you don't violate the law. But the essay of Kainim Tashah, of Kainim Chatzais, is not the flip side of the law. It's a mitzvah with Neachmas to be Sayer of the Chometz. Just because I'm Isaac in that mitzvah, that doesn't prevent me from being over Bal Yorah Bayim Matzah. Except that in the morning I don't have Bal Yorah Bayim Matzah, so it's moot. But Abai's claim is that if Tashbisu meant Tezvav, then at the beginning of Tezvav, there would be a mitzvah of Kumbasay to burn the Chometz. Well, if there's a mitzvah of Kumbasay, we'll have Tezvav to burn the Chometz. That's not the Nitak of the law. That's a mitzvah with Neachmas. And that taket b'stir, that can't be in the zman of the lab. The kumba esei de katesh b'su can't be in the zman of bal yorah bayim matzah. That's taket b'stir. Like we see la'alocha, the kumba esei is kind of the zman of bal yorah bayim matzah, not in the zman of bal yorah bayim matzah. You can't have the tesh b'su, the kumba esei, in the zman of bal yorah bayim matzah. You have it before chatzais. But if yom harish was tezvav, then in lel tezvav there will be a time when you're doing the mitzvah esei of being levar the chametz, the kumba esei of being seyer the chametz. That mitzvah to be served of the chametz can't be, that's not the nitzik of the lab, that's only do prior to the lab. So there you wouldn't have the svar of Tyson Chotez and Leves. So that's a baitan, that's takasti. You can't have the kumva esi de katesh bisu in this man of Bal Yorah Bayim Matzah itself. That was yesterday's shiur. Okay. So now the Gemara turns around and asks, Ve'emo, le rabbis lel tezvav lebir. So it says, maybe Ayodai Matzi, with the Tez and Torah Shivas Yomim, maybe Yomim not Leilas. Lel Tezvav, Lel Aseder, maybe you don't have it about the Bal Yorah Bayim Matzah, the Tez and Torah. So now the Pasuk says, Tashbisu, the Yom Rishon, or Yom Rishon Tashbisu, to tell me that there's a mitzvah Tashbisu already by Lel Tezvav. Zok Rashi, and what would that look like? Okay, to the rabbis, the alkocha chai rishon. I'm sorry. Beim the rabbis lel tesvav shul yam tenar abayke. Ochik gomach bechnisus yom rishon miyat tashbisu. The meshivas yomach mina yom min leilus leich. So let's take a piece at a time. First, Rashi says shul yam tenar abayke. Kilo without tashbisu. If it didn't say tashbisu, yom min leilus leich. If it didn't say tashbisu, you could wait ad abayke. So what does Rashi mean? You would wait till abayke. Till the baker mamish, and by baker you would be sorry for chametz. How could that be? There's bayor by motzi in the baker. Bai said you can't be sorry for chametz in this manner bayor by motzi. That was a bai. Chareshim means solach baker. We have the baker means solach baker. Like this, by Rabbi Matzah, not till the morning. So what do you have to be served? You see the other half is B'knisus Yom Rishon, the opposite of B'knisus Yom Rishon. I would have said, you have till the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning, you'll be served the Chometz. So that's 6 o'clock. So comes along the turn and says, no, by Yom Rishon Tashbisu, the Rabbi's Lel Tezvav. There's a din of Tashbisu, but Lel Tezvav. Tashbisu is Machayev, but you have to do the Shreifa B'tchilis Lel Tezvav. B'knisus Lel Tezvav. Why the Knesset Lel Tezvav? Maybe the whole night. I have the whole night. I don't have to. It can't be. If I had the whole night, then I didn't change anything from what it was before. Even without Tashbisu, I would be surfed at 5 o'clock in the morning. So if I have the whole night to be surfed after Tashbisu, so that doesn't make any sense. It must be the Knesset Yom Rishon. The Knesset Lel Tezvav. But why Taka? Why do I have to do it the Knesset Lel Tezvav? Fine, it's a mitzvah Tashbisu at night. Why do I have to do it in the Tzivos HaLaila? Why can I do it later? Like now that it says Tashbisu, without Tashbisu, you would be served at 5 o'clock in the morning. So now that it says Tashbisu, why can I still be served at 5 o'clock in the morning? Tashbisu, Belel Tezvav, there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. So the answer is because Tashbisu implies an Issachia. That we already know the ratio of Tashbisu implies an Issachia. Bar Yorah Bayim Matzah. Tashbisu creates a new Bar Yorah Bayim Matzah. Like after Chatzos would be done. After it says Tashbisu, Rashi says from Tashbisu, from Chatzos, there's an Issachia Bar Yorah Bayim Matzah, an Issachia. So if Tashbisu was Lel Tezvav, it would create its own Bal Yorah Bayim Matzah. It would create its own Issachia. So therefore, you can't be served in the middle of the night. So you have to be served at the beginning of the night. Yeah, you ask me, what happened to be served in the beginning of the night? If there's a Bal Yorah Bayim Matzah at night, if Tashbisu creates its own Bal Yorah Bayim Matzah, and Abai says that you're not allowed to be served in this manner Bal Yorah Bayim Matzah, so how can you be served for Knesset Lel Rishon? You should have to be served Kodem Knesset Lel Rishon. Right? Abaye, so that's Abaye's premise, the way Rashi learns Abaye. You can't have Tashbisu in this Mana Isser. Well, if Tashbisu Balayla creates a new Bar Yom HaMotzei, so then the whole Laila is Mana Isser. So how could it Tashbisu at the beginning of the night? So what would you say?
Say the same thing we said before for Rashi, that when you're Oseg in the Davar, then it's, and you're good. It's like it's, you're not over the law.
Yeah, so the emphasis is that this Rashi is really just like the Rashi about being served for Shoshvitz. This is the same question, just coming now from a different side. This is very similar to the question. If according to Abaye, you can't have Tashbisu b'zman ha'issa, so how can Rashi hold that you're allowed to be served b'shal shvi'is? So, what was the conventional answer? That a Bar Yom HaMotzelitz is b'feirish and Torah has no flexibility. But a Bar Yom HaMotzelitz derived from Tashbisu has enough flexibility that allows you time to do the Tashbisu itself. Well, if you say that answer, then you can say that answer here too. That the Tashbisu that it says Shivas Yomim has no flexibility. Now you're saying Yom V'Leilis. What it says in Torah is only Yomim. The Tashbisu at night is only derived from Tashbisu. A Tashbisu, the Issa Shia at night is only derived from Tashbisu. In Issa Shia, Bar Yom HaMotzelitz that's derived from Tashbisu leaves you time to do the Tashbisu itself. That's if you say the conventional answer. But we had reasons not to want to say that it's a conventional answer. So we're going to go with the other answer that I said. That the reason why you're allowed to be Sarif after Chatzais is because since you're being Isaac in the Nituk, so you don't violate the Lav. I'll dare to tell you in the Choftes. So we'll say here as well, the Tchilis HaLailah, since I'm being Isaac in the Nituk, I'm not going to violate the Lav. I think that's not accurate. Because if Tashbisu is Balailah, then the first hour of the Laila would not be the essay of Shevi Al Tasu. It would be the essay of Tashbisu of Kumbi Yaseh. Like that's what we've been saying, that you can't get rid of that. There is a Tashbisu of Kumbi Yaseh. That's what Abaye was talking about. Abaye said, you can't have the essay of Kumbi Yaseh in the Zman HaBar Yom HaMotzei. Well, if Tashbisu is Balaila, then at least the first hour of the Laila is the Tashbisu of the Kumbi Yaseh. Afterwards, you will have Shevi Mushpas. But the beginning of the Laila is going to be the Tashbisu of Kumbi Yaseh. The Tashbisu of Kumbi Yaseh, that Abaye said, that is a steer to Bar Yom HaMotzei. That doesn't help to be Isaacan.
But don't we learn the Isser Bar Yom HaMotzei from the Tashbisu of Sheva Al Taisa and not the Kumasei?
Who's talking?
Eitan Schneier.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. Exactly right. That's the answer, I think, in this Mahalach. The answer is that, yeah, the first hour of the night is going to be the Tashbisu of Kumbi Yaseh. The Tashbisu of Kumbi Yaseh does not imply an Issa Shia. It's Kainim Issa Shia. Just like Lididan Kainim Chatzais. Lididan Kainim Chatzais is Tashbisu, but it doesn't apply Bar Yom HaMotzei. There's no Bar Yom HaMotzei Kainim Chatzais. There's no Bar Yom HaMotzei in the morning. Because the Tashbisu of Kumbi Yaseh doesn't have the implication that there's a Bar Yom HaMotzei. It's not an Issa. It's not a. The Tashbisu of after Chatzais that says Shia Hei Mushbas, that there's an essay that I should not have any Chomets, implies in Issa to have Chomets. So the Tashbisu of after Chatzai, the Shevi'el Tassid, the Tashbisu, that implies a Bar Yom HaMotzei too. It implies an Issa Shia too. But the Tashbisu of Kumba Esei, of Kainim Chatzai, doesn't apply in Issa Shia. Well, if Tashbisu meant Leil Tezvav, then the first hour of Leil Tezvav would be the Tashbisu of Kumba Esei. And that for that hour, there'd be no Bar Yom HaMotzei. But Rashi says, I think it's Mukhuk and the Cheshmet, that the next hour already there would be Bar Yom HaMotzei. You're not allowed to wait till the next hour. Why? Because the next hour would already be the Tashbisu of Shevi'el Tassid. Without an acholok, so there's just one, you have enough time to do the beer, and then immediately you go into the Shevi'el Mushpas. So the Tchilat HaLaila, the Shoshana of the Laila, that would be the Tashbisu of Kumba Esei, that would not make it in the Shashia. The next hour would already make it in the Shashia. And therefore you have to be serif in the first hour. But maybe you could even do it in the second hour, the Cheshmet, you being Isaac and the Nituk. With that cheshbon, the way you could also do it in the first hour after chatzais, but the rest of the night already is Bar Yom HaMotzei, and then you couldn't do it. Then it's late. I think that's how the cheshbon is out. So Nachamo, in the conventional Teretz, it's the same kashrut. It's the same. It's tied up in the questions from before. So in how can you be served for tchilas alayla? Rashi says you can be served for tchilas alayla. You didn't have to learn the Gemara that way. You can learn the Gemara you serve before the layla. But Rashi says the knesset alayla you serve. How can you be served for knesset alayla? Is there ready? If there's tashbisu, then there's bali rabbi motzi too, according to Rashi. So how can you be served for tchilas alayla? So the conventional answer would be that since the bali rabbi motzi of the layla doesn't say in Torah affairs, it's only implied from the tashbisu. So may it leave space for the tashbisu itself. Out there, what the conventional answer is for after chatzos. And the Fidu Malach that I'm saying, that then I think the answer is that the only Teshbisu that implies Bali Olay Matzi is the Teshbisu of Shevi Alpas, Shehem Mushmas. But the Teshbisu of Kumba Esay, the Kainim Chatzos, the Teshbisu, doesn't imply Bali Olay Matzi. If Teshbisu meant Balaila, then Shoei Shoina would be the Shevi Alpas, the Kainim Chatzos, the Teshbisu. That wouldn't make a Bali Olay Matzi. The next, later in the night, after you get past the first hour, then you would go into the Teshbisu of after Chatzos, the Shevi Alpas, the Teshbisu. That in fact would imply a Bali Olay Matzi, and therefore you can't wait out of Blake. Okay, so what is the Mercy of Aitan? If I'm here, yeah, I don't know. What is the Mercy of Aitan? So the Mercy, no. So the Mercy is saying this as a Kasha on Abaye. By what you riot at Tashbisu's be Yudalid from the logical contradiction, maybe Tashbisu is Lel Yudalid. So the Mercy says, no, it can't be Lel Yudalid. Halchu Le Yitzchakle. I don't need Tashbisu to tell me that you're not allowed, that you have to be Mavar the Chometz, the Lel Yudalid. Because the iskish hashpasu soil achilas chometz, v'achilas chometz achilas matzah. Hashpasu soil achilas chometz, t'chziv, shim ishoam yisrael yimotsu v'techem, ki kol reich ha'chom achmetzis v'nichasol. V'achilas chometz achilas matzah, t'chziv, kol machmetzis lo yisrael, v'chom machmetzis v'sechem, t'chom matzis. K'chziv be'be matzah, be'ev t'chom matzis. So the kiss, the Gemara says, that I already have a hekesh that tells me that there's bar yorba yimotsu by night. The Gemara calls that hashpasu soil. The Ran points out, not hashpasu soil exactly, not tashbisu. It's about your by emotion. The man says, "Lav nafka." The Gemara says, "Hashpasu soil" as an interchangeable term with "by your by emotion." The Chari makes more sense according to the like Rashi that Tashbisu implies "by your by emotion." So the two sides of the same coin. Joel is also showing him that Tashbisu does not imply "by your by emotion," but at least it implies a shehiel. We saw in the Raivin. You know, the Raivin says there's no Bar Yom HaMotzi after Chatzos. The Raivin and Nasogas and the Rambam. There's no Bar Yom HaMotzi after Chatzos. Shiva's Yomim. But the Raivin himself and Nasogas and the Riv says that this is that Tashbisu implies that there's Bar Yom HaMotzi after Chatzos. Stephen Raivin. So I quote, I forget from whom, one of the Chachmi Provans, that it is that Saka Stephen Raivin. But then, but the other possibility is not a Stephen Raivin. The Raivin doesn't mean Bar Yom HaMotzi literally. I could test his Yom with Rashi. It means that Tashbisu implies an Ish Shia. So even if you say that, the Tashbisu is not managed by Rabbi Motzi, but implies an Ish Shia, the Tashbisu jumps to Rashi. So then also maybe it's not so bad, the Gemara. The Gemara calls Hashbosu Se'er, the Gemara calls Bar Yomotzi Hashbosu Se'er, because Tashbisu has an Ish Shia. So Bar Yomotzi is also an Ish Shia. So it's enough that the Gemara, the Rant says, Lavdafka. But at least, you know, the Gemara can say Lavdafka about things that are similar. It's not going to say Nechanak when it means Tikkus Chometz. Lavdafka. It has to be similar. So at least it's similar. Tashbisu is also an Issachia. Alzen Adonim Issachia Balaila. If Tashbisu doesn't have an Issachia at all, then the Lashon Hara will be very difficult. But I know anybody who holds a no Issachia after Chatzos. It could be Sedon and Muslim that after Chatzos there's a Kolapokas and Issachia. Whether there's Bayroba or Mutz or not, or the Rabbis is not. Rashi is mysterious in Rashi. But the Kol HaPachas and Issachia. I have a different problem looking back in the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara is, Ahi Lo Yitzchakle. I don't need Tashbisu to tell me that you have to be Mevar the Chometz by night, because I already know it from Bar Yorba and Motzi, because there's a Hekesh that there's Bar Yorba and Motzi at night. The Lashon HaGemara Yitzchakle is Mashma, that what I wanted to learn from Tashbisu, that's what I'm learning now from the Hekesh. So I don't need the Tashbisu because I already know it from the Hekesh. It's much stronger than that. I mean, the Lashon was left after. It's not the right Lashon. What the, if Tashbisu would be by night, like the Gemara had, when the Gemara was asking in Abayit, so when would you do the beer? As she said, the Knesset Halayla. Whether it has rules of the conventional Mahalach, because Abayi Rabbi, much of it is derived from Tashbisu, leaves space for the Mayit Tashbasa, or whether the Pshat is like my Mahalach, that the first hour of the night would be the Tashbisu Bekumba Essay, and the Tashbisu Bekumba Essay is not Megala Abayi Rabbi Motzei. But it's Mefurish and Rashi that if Tashbisu was going, if there was no Abayi Rabbi Motzei, the Feirish entire, Abayi Rabbi Motzei was so you would do the beer the Knesset Halayla in the first hour. That tells me that there's Baal Yerubai Motzei at night. So he would tell us the fair is Baal Yerubai Motzei at night. So can I be served with Knesset Halayla? How can I be served with Knesset Halayla? Abai says you can't be served in this manner. In the demand that the Torah is beferish by Yerubai Motzei, you can't be served. So what do you mean? The lesson is saying, what do you mean? Nahulei itzichlei. Itzichlei is mashma. I don't need tashbisu to tell me that you have to be served b'tchilas ha'layla. I already know you have to be served b'tchilas ha'layla from the hekesh. That's the wrong way to say it. What the Gemara says is a different language. The Gemara should say it's not true. You want to say l'rabbis l'tzel tzevav l'fear that you can be served b'tchilas ha'layla. It's not true. You cannot be served b'tchilas ha'layla because it's bal yom ha'motzi all night. So it's a logical contradiction. How can Tashbisu be Belel Tetzvav, you already have Bal Yerubai Motzei. What Abai said in the beginning. Tashbisu can't be in Tetzvav because you already have Bal Yerubai Motzei. Abai didn't say Le'itzich. Abai's original question, his original Echofa, that Tashbisu is not Tetzvav, it must be Yudal. Didn't say because Tetzvav is Le'itzich. He says it can't be in Tetzvav. It's a logical contradiction. You can't have Tashbisu on Tetzvav. So the Gemara now should be saying the same thing. You wanted to suggest, no, we'll squeeze it into Leil Yudal, into Leil Tezvav. It's not true. Just like there's Bal Yerubai Motzei in the Yom, and there's Bal Yerubai Motzei in the Leilas. If there's Bal Yerubai Motzei in the Leilas, Tashbisu can't be Balayla. It has to be Bayon. It has to be Yudal. Because you can't have Tashbisu in this man when the Torah is beferish, Bal Yerubai Motzei. Like Abai said. So that's not like Itzichlei. The Seder of the Shakur V'Tayel of Yerashi, L'Chayr is, Abai wanted to say, Tashbisu can't be in Tezvav, because it's a logical contradiction. So the Gemara wants to be Deicha. Maybe Tashbisu isn't Tezvav, it's Tezvav Balayla. Tezvav Balayla is not a logical contradiction. Because you can talk and do the Tashbisu in the Shor Rishayim, in the Knesset Balayla of Tezvav. The Tashbisu itself made its own Bal Yerubai Motzei, so fine, that's what we were busy with. But Akoponim, the Gemara wants to say, maybe the Tashbisu is in the Leil Tezvav. So the Gemara now is turning around and saying, no, Abai is right. It can't be Belel Tezvav. So the way to say it is, it can't be Belel Tezvav. Because Belel Tezvav, I have a hekesh that there's Bal Yerubai Motzei, so I go back to Abai, that it's a logical contradiction that I should have Tashbisu in this man of Bal Yerubai Motzei. So the Lashon Gemara ought to be, Ayi Efsher. It can't be that there's Tashbisu in Leil Tezvav because it's Bal Yerubai Motzei in Leil Tezvav, and so happy to have Tashbisu in this man of Bal Yerubai Motzei. That's what the Gemara ought to say. Instead, the Gemara uses a much more weak lashon. That I don't need Tashbisu to tell me this Bal Yerubai Motzei by night because I already know this Bal Yerubai Motzei at night. That's not the kasha.
Rebbe?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be that what the Gemara is proving right now is not that Bal Yerubai Motzei is what happens at night, but that Tashbisu takes place at the night of the 15th? And that's Mashkila Kami. Now, what the Gemara is proving right now is that Tashbisu is done the night of the 15th. And once the Gemara proves that I already have a lean with the Tashbisu is done on the night of the 15th, then to read the Psukim as Shivas Yamim teaching me the morning of Tesvav, and Bayom Arishon teaching me the night of Tesvav, that Tashbisu, like we said earlier, that the Tashbisu is happening at the night of Tesvav, and Mela Bayar by Mase comes, so that becomes, the Bayom HaRishon would become unnecessary. There would be no Kriya. You would have Shivas Yamin, and I would already know Bayom HaRishon at the night of Tesh B'Av.
And we have, it's interesting, Rashi, when the Gemara says Layim Motzei, Rashi keeps calling it Ashpasa Sar. So if we could somehow find a way to say that the Layim Motzei over here that we're learning from Ek is not Mamish to Layim Motzei. It's a kind of Teshbisu. So then we would be good. We would be saying that it's not really Layim Motzei at night. It's not really Layim Motzei at night. That would be a logical contradiction. But we already know a Din Teshbisu at night. Because there's a hekesh that tells me Ashbosa Sar is hukesh to there's a hekesh of, yeah. It would be good except that it's shver because the pasuk says La Yimotzei, it's a pasuk of Bayur La Yimotzei, it's not a pasuk of Tashbis.
I mean, it's
so yeah, Rashi Sakim is not saying Loshen of Ashbosa Sar, which is Loshen of the Gemara, which the Ransom loved after. Yeah, I know, so maybe you're onto something. Maybe Rashi somehow learned that this Bayur La Yimotzei they learned from the hekesh and not the real Bayur La Yimotzei. It's a tashbisu dekidin.
Like the one we so send
the knesset felt as well. What?
Well, yeah, like the tashbisu the balyamatsu that we had in the previous Shabbat Gemara, where it only came like eight content, where it only came because of
right. Tashbisu. This would be like a tashbisu dekabalyamatsu.
Right.
It's a tashbisu dekabalyamatsu. It's a balyamatsu.
Earlier there was no pasuk for that tashbi. Bayar was coming from tashbisu. This is the pasuk that's mamish. It's not like that.
Yeah, I mean it is sure. I hear there's definitely there's a DK in Rashi. I mean Rashi may just be echoing the lashon of the Gemara. So I'm not sure that it's so. But still, you see, Rashi echoes the lashon of the Gemara, and the lashon of the Gemara is takas shelach. You know, the Ram points out it's not hashvasus to ur. It's really talking mutzei. Maybe we'll see Rashi. It's really meduyik. The Gemara doesn't think that the Hekesh tells me that there's mamish bayor bayimotzi at night, a kind of bayor bayimotzi that wouldn't even let me do tashbisu at all. What the Hekesh tells me is that there's a din hashpos, there's hashpos so'ar by night. It's an hashpos by night. And if it's only just din hashpos by night, then the Shari Shaina, it works more with the conventional out. If it's din hashpos by night, so then that the din hashbasa, even though it's an issa shia, but it allows me the time to actually do the hashbasa.
I think it works even in our mahalach now, that it's the shavi alta saying though.
In our mahalach, it's I want to say there is no bayamatsa the first. I want to say my mahalach was that the first hour there is no bayamatsa. There's no Issa Shia the first hour. You can be served Tchilas Salah because there is no Issa Shia the first hour. That's not true. If there's a Hekesh, there's an Issa Shia the first hour too. I don't know. Maybe there's some undiscovered world here. That, you know, some third Mahalach. I don't know what could be. Lefi Taisus, the Gemara is Gevaldik. Lefi Taisus was never a logical contradiction in the first place. Tashbisu was Bidmana Isser. The only question was, why did he need to say the words by Yom HaRishon? Extra words. So Abai said, oh, it's extra words. It must mean Yudalik. So the Gemara said, no, maybe I need the extra words of Yom HaRishon to teach me that the Lila is already this mana issa. So the Gemara says, because Tashbisu was always in this mana issa. Well, no, I already know Laila is Mana Issa because it says we have a head because Laila is Mana Issa. He tells you the lesson of how you of like Istichai is Kabbalah. Right, Meduyuk. If he tells you the need in the word is are the words you're mentioning Meduyuk, Meyuter. Rabbi said they're Meyuter. So the Gemara said, no, maybe they're not Meyuter. I need those words for Lel as well. The Gemara said, no, they aren't. They're still Meyuter. Like Istichai, I don't need those words for Lel as well. The words in the Gemara bear out Taisus very well. That's why, even though the Chayyur, you read the Gemara at the beginning, it's like, Pshut Lishon Mikra sounds more like Rashi, the Gemara.
Teaches me that morning isn't Bayom unless it happens, and Tashbisu happens at night from Bayom HaRishon. But if I already know something is teaching me Bayom HaRishon, I already have something else that teaches me Tashbisu takes place at night, then how would I read the pasuk? Shiva Siyamim teaches me Bayom unless in the morning, and now Bayom HaRishon is doing what?
I lost the thread. Say it again.
Meaning, within the current world of Rashi, the question of the aim of the Rabbos was, Shiva Siyamim teaches me Bayom unless in the morning. And Bayom HaRishon teaches me Tashbisu is done at night. But if I prove from somewhere else that I already know Tashbisu happens at night, that I knew this Hekish, then all of a sudden my new Kriya in the Psukim of Shiva Siyamim, meaning Bayom HaMatzeh in the morning, and Bayom HaRishon meaning Tashbisu at night, becomes fair, because Bayom HaRishon, I wouldn't need Bayom HaRishon to teach me Tashbisu at night. I already know it.
So this Kriya in the world. This is all just the following from the first part. If the Hekesh is only telling me it's in Hashbasa by night, but not a real Bal Yerol by Matzi at night, then it was valid. Right. Then it's saying, you want to tell me it's in Hashbasa by night? I already know it's in Hashbasa by night. Yeah, it's good to lash on Gemara, Hashbasa Sa'ar. That part is good. The difficulty is, but so why is Gemara quote the Pasuk of Lay Matzi? I don't know what we need over here. Do we need a big word or a small word? The big part's going to be like a revolution. I don't know what it could be. Maybe it's a small part. Somehow the leimatzi of the hekesh is not mamish. Didn't lay bal yerol leimatzi. It's the leimatzi of the hekesh is just to tell me this is shiur shiva. It's just to tell me the chiyav hashbasa shiva. It's more like an essay shei mushpas. It's not the. Well, it has to be. I don't know. No idea. Okay, there's some got something to think about. By the way, just going back to the Q&A, I'll tell you something. I was talking before, so I said that good midos can only come from religion. It's a pasuk. Avraham said, "Rak en yiras elokim b'mokem hazeh v'haraguni al varishvi." Midos tovos can only come from piety. Without piety, people don't have midas tavis. So one person in 1,000 maybe is just born with midas tavis. Midas tavis comes from Yerushalayim. So people, religious people, have some kind of concept that there's a code, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, there's a Mashem Lokecha Darish Meimcha. So they can cultivate midas tavis. They can cultivate, but people who don't have that, they don't have from where to take midas tavis. And you see, it's public news. So the left doesn't have midas tavis. Midas tavis are not going to find it. Only by, I mean the left, the secular, the anti-religious people, you're not going to find midas tavis. But they're chah. Maybe it's an oversimplification, but it's borne out by life experience. Yeah, lots of religious people also don't have midas tavis, yeah, but but without Yiras Elikim, it doesn't have anywhere to come from. Okay. Kol tov.
Thank you, Rabbi.
I'm going to try to come in tomorrow. Bli nedir.